Today we'll continue to talk about Jacob and his faithfulness to the Lord. Last time you and I talked about the fact that the most difficult life circumstances can often serve for our spiritual growth and blessing. Today I would like to talk about what faith is and how it manifests itself in moments of crisis in our lives. Today's Torah topic of the Torah chapter is a perfect example of for us. Let's read the story from today's Torah chapter. Let us open Genesis chapter 31, verse 1 through verse 8. It is a great place of scripture. Genesis chapter 31, verse 1 through verse 8. Now Jacob heard the words Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob has taken everything that belongs to our father, and from what belongs to our father he has made all these riches." Then Jacob saw Laban's face, and he noticed that his expression wasn't the same as it was just a day or two before. Then Adonai said to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent and called for Rachel and Leah to come to the field to his flock. He said to them, "I can see by your father's face that his expression isn't the same as it was just a day or two ago, but the God of my father has been with me. Now you yourselves know that I've served your father with all my strength. Yet your father has fooled around with me and has changed my salary 10 times. But God hasn't allowed him to harm me." So, after 20 years, the Lord calls Jacob back to the land of Canaan in order for him to fulfill his own calling. Return to Beit El, Bethel, the place where the Lord revealed himself to Jacob. And Jacob obeys the Lord again. Jacob was obedient to the Lord. Let us read Genesis 31, verse 22 through 24. When Laban was told on the third day after Jacob had fled, he took his relatives with him and pursued him a 7 days' journey. Then he overtook him in the hill country of Gilead. But God, can you imagine, 24, but God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night and said to him, "Watch yourself, lest you say anything to Jacob, good or bad." We can see that the Lord is already protecting Jacob from evil when Laban wants to punish him. It would seem to us that when Jacob listened to the voice of God, all problems should have been left behind. It's over. The Lord is leading Jacob into the new place. But let's read the next chapter of Genesis. Let us open chapter 32 and 2 verses 7 and verse 8. So here's the next day, here's the next chapter. The messengers returned to Jacob saying, "We went to your brother, to Esau, and he's also coming out to meet you." Laban did, and here's the Esau is going to meet you. "And 400 men with him." Wow. So Jacob became extremely afraid and distressed. He divided the people with him, along with the flocks and herds and camels, into two camps. That's an adventure. Jacob is between a rock and a hard place. He's facing an insurmountable problem and is no longer in control of his situation. Behind him is his loving father-in-law, Laban, who used Jacob for his purposes, for his own enrichment. And if Jacob had stayed in Laban's family, he would never have found freedom and could not have done God's will. So behind him was slavery, a mental and physical dependence on Laban. And now, an even more promising picture lies ahead of Jacob. The embittered brother Esau, who dreams of avenging the lost birthright and priesthood, and a small group of support with Esau, 400 armed men. What do you think? Why Esau took so many men with him? Maybe he wanted to throw a small party in honor to his brother, of his brother's return, or something like a baby shower, but only for men. For sure not. You can put it in this way. There was a minor crisis in the life of Jacob. I would say it was not a minor, it was a huge crisis in his life. Ahead of Jacob was inevitable death from a powerful enemy, 400 armed men. May I ask you, how many of you have been in such circumstances of life that you felt as if you were between a rock and a hard place? But let's look at Jacob's reaction and the Lord's faithfulness in this situation. So Jacob seeks help from the one who can help, from the one who called him, from God. Genesis 32, verse 2, 10 through 12. Genesis 32, 10 through 12. Then Jacob said, here's the problem ahead of him. Here's the problem behind him. He's in a real problem, in a real situation. So he's praying, verse 10. Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, Adonai, who said to me, return to your land and to your relatives, and I will go with you. I am unworthy of all the proofs of mercy and of all the dependability that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed over this Jordan, and now I have become two camps. Deliver me, please, from my brother's hand, from Esau's hand, for I am afraid of him, that he'll come and strike me, the mothers, with the children. What a sincere and straightforward prayer, simple and open communication with God built on trust and experience of relationship with him. You know, I found sometimes believers try to look good in the eyes of the Lord, more spiritual than they are. Have you had an experience when you meet someone who is walking under the weight of problems, who is under such significant issues that it becomes evident to everyone? And you ask him, how can I help? How can I pray for you? And in response to your request, this person tells you, praise the Lord. Everything is excellent. I have no problems in the name of Jesus. And so I will not confess bad things. You may even have done this once. I did many times when I was in my early years of faith. But Jacob does not hide his fears from the Lord. He understands his need for protection and directly tells God about it. He was honest with the Lord. I think that this is the key to his answered prayer. The Bible teaches us that we come in the presence of God with open hearts, without hiding anything from him, so that the Lord can cleanse us and guide us. We need to be honest with the Lord. We can say anything to him. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, this is the key chapter, key place of the scriptures for tonight. Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7. Here it is. It is about our time, our days. It is about life in America, life in Israel, life in Ukraine, life in all the places on the earth today. But the Lord saying to us, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything. Let us say anything. But in everything, let us say in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the shalom of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Messiah Yeshua. I love these words. Anything and everything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. Open everything to the Lord. He knows everything. This is what Scripture calls relationship. Mutual openness, when you can tell Him everything without trying to look your best. And in response to such a prayer, openness and honesty, the Lord comes to Jacob at the very last moment. Please remember, it was the very last moment, the last night, when there was no way out of a difficult situation, nowhere to go. This was the moment of truth for Jacob. So let us read Genesis 32, verse 23 through verse 31. Actually, let us read through verse 25. So Jacob remained all by himself. Then a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. This was the answer for his prayer to the Lord. So Jacob remained all by himself. Then a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When he saw that he had not overcome him, he struck the socket of his hip. So he desolated the socket of Jacob's hip when he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn has broken." But he said, "I won't let you go unless you bless me." Please remember this prayer. "I won't let you go unless you bless me." Then he said to him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he said. Then he said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but rather Israel, for you have struggled with God and with man, and you have overcome." Then Jacob asked and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "What's this? You are asking my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, "For I've seen God face to face, and my life has been spared." Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed by Peniel, limping because of his hip. Wow, what a story. I want to take a close look at who wrestled with Jacob. Many people imagine Jacob fighting with an angel. Someone imagines freestyle wrestling or someone karate or something. But the Bible gives us a clear answer with whom and how Jacob fought. Genesis 32, verse 29. This is the words, very important words from the one who fought with Jacob. Genesis 32, 29. "For you have struggled with God," in Hebrew, Elohim. "For you have struggled with Elohim." Verse 31, "So Jacob named the place Peniel," in Hebrew Penuel, "the face of God," literally, the face of God. So Jacob named the place the face of God. "For I've seen God face to face," Ra Elohim Panim El Panim, face to face. What a story. The Bible tells us that it is impossible to see God the Father and stay alive, much less see His face. So whom then did Jacob see face to face? Let us open Hosea chapter 12, verse 4. This verse about Jacob, about his time when he wrestled with the Lord. Hosea chapter 12, verse 4. "Yes, he wrestled with the angel and won. He wept and sought his favor." So this is how this fight went. It was fervent night prayer for Jacob. So we see that Jacob prayed, begged, cried, did not left the Lord go until he blessed him. An angel in Hebrew, Malach, also translated as a messenger. And we know from the scriptures, one of the names of the Messiah in the scriptures is the angel, the messenger of the face of the Lord. I believe that Jacob prayed, pleaded, cried before the one who in Genesis chapter 32, verse 29, calls himself Elohim. Then he said, "For you have struggled with God, with Elohim," which means the Lord Yeshua, the messenger of the face of the Lord, himself came to Jacob and gave him a new name, named him Israel. This is an important place in the Bible for me, because Yeshua did not leave Jacob in the darkest moment of his life. He himself came to help, became the answer for his prayer. In the dark place in his life, when Jacob was alone, without any help from people, the moment of truth came on him. The Lord promised to be faithful to Jacob, and he did not let him down. Jacob came to a place of complete solitude. For him, the game was over. He could no longer trust and rely on his own strength anymore. Ahead of him was death, behind was slavery. He had nowhere to go, nowhere to hide, nowhere except the face of God. The only place he could go was Peniel. Jacob had nothing else to do but seek the face of God, pray, plead, find the answer from the one who can help, only from the Lord. And the Lord did not disappoint Jacob. He came and answered his prayer. So let us read what the answer looked like for Jacob. Here's an interesting place of scripture. So Genesis 32, verse 26, it was an unexpected answer from the Lord. Genesis 32, verse 26. When he saw that he had not overcome him, he struck the socket of his hip. So he desolated the socket of Jacob's hip when he wrestled with him. Come on, not again, Lord. Why did you do that? Now everything is much more complicated. I'm sure that Jacob could not even imagine that what the answer to his prayer would be. That Yeshua would hurt his hip so that he would not be able to run fast and escape his brother Esau and would become lame for the rest of his life. But here's the point, the main lesson of this story. The most important thing to note is that for Jacob, circumstances have not changed for the better. On the contrary, the Lord hurt Jacob's hip so that he could not escape from the problem. There were still those in front of Jacob who wanted him dead, and those behind him who wanted him dead. And what has changed? Here's the lesson. Although Jacob's circumstances have not changed, Jacob has. Jacob's heart has changed, and now the Lord changed his name from Jacob to Israel. You remember verse 29. Then he said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but rather Israel." Victory came first to Jacob's heart, and only then to Jacob's physical world. What a great lesson for all of us. We want the Lord to take away the crisis from us, defeat our enemies, level the mountains and dry the seas. But often the Lord changes our hearts first, gives us another name, fills us with faith and his presence so that we can go through all the difficulties of our lives. Now we will be able to pass through the sea and we will be able to order the mountains to part. The Bible teaches us in Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and 8, the very important place. Won't God do justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will quickly give them justice, but when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Please remember, the Lord is never late and always comes in due time. And what is very important for us to remember is that when the Lord came to Jacob, he found faith and trust in him. In the same way in our life, the Lord comes when and how he wants, in accordance with his perfect plan and in his time, his schedule. Therefore, today, each of us needs Peniel, the face of God, the place of meeting with the Lord, the place and time when we can act like Jacob, when we can pray, cry before God, seek his face until he changed our name. The Lord's love for us is greater than we can understand, and his compassion for us is excellent. Therefore, any crisis for a believer is an opportunity to glorify God, overcome, learn, and change. In the name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Amen. Thank you so much. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron's blessing, as we normally do at Beth Israel, and we will return to Eric Painter home for a final song. Let us pray together. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yer Adonai panavelecha v'yichunecha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shabbat shalom, Mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.